This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You ready for it?
It's the cast.
Mm-hmm. We're looking for the best. Hey, yeah.
This is real life.
Gotta put in the work, gonna put out a search. Look who's that.
Yo, 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 what is up, everybody? Do you feel the love in this beautiful June air that you're listening to this episode in? It's almost summer. Summer 2021. We got two summers to make up for this damn year. And we fucking doing it. We are doing it. God damn it. I can't thought, so I'm hoping to live vicariously through all those that can, which I'm hoping can be yourself, Ray. I'm hoping that you can.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be sitting on dicks all summer. Dicks on dicks on dicks. I deserve. LA has been hard on my pussy. The COVID has been too, and I deserve a dick to be hard on my pussy. That's what I need.
You'll be back in New York.
Yeah, I'll be back in New York. I'm so excited for summer in the city. I can't wait to sweat my twists out in all the humidity and the subway. But yeah, it's going to be thrilling. I'm just going to be like kissing strangers and hoping I don't get diseases like mono or some shit.
Well,
it's going to be great.
You know what I'm saying? What would you rather, mono or COVID? I mean, I think that's what
I would much rather mono.
Yeah,
much rather
I think
mono.
I would much rather have mono, honestly.
But the thing is, I have a vaccine against COVID. I don't have one against mono. Is there
That's
one?
True.
How does it work? Is mono an infection? How does it work?
Mono, I feel like mono does not have a vaccine. It's just, but I also feel like nobody over the age of 16 gets mono.
Gets mono, right? Also, I didn't even know mono was a thing until I went to my white school. So
I didn't either.
In my
black
head,
people don't get mono.
It's not a black disease. White
Only
people
white
have
people.
Mono and we have sickle cell. You know what I mean?
Yes. I've never met a white person with sickle cell.
And I've never met a black person with mono.
Yeah. Okay. Or meningitis. I've never met a black person with meningitis.
Oh, I know of one person. I know of one black person who had meningitis, but it was like one, and I only heard about him through his brother like 20 years ago. It was stupid.
So his brother could have been lying. His brother could have been making shit up.
His brother also could have been white. Who's to say?
That's true. That's true. Well, look, we may not know everybody who has mono and meningitis or sickle cell. But our circles are a little limited, you know what I'm saying? We may have big families, but today we are talking an outrageously big family.
Oh, my God.
We're talking Johnny K plus 8 today, which I feel, and tell me if you think this too, doesn't get the respect anymore for being a wild, groundbreaking type of reality show. Like,
okay.
I was rewatching some episodes, and, like, reality is cool. Reality TV is cool, but there are some reality shows that you can tell, what's the best word I can use? It's manufactured in some shape, forms, or fashion, right? And I'm not saying that in a bad way. Like, we watch The Challenge. Me and you talk about that all the time. There are some things we can tell, like, okay, this is manufactured.
Yeah.
It's hard to manufacture 8 fucking kids. Like, it's hard to manufacture a show where you have 8 children. Now, I'm not saying there isn't some level of manufacturing going on, but it's pretty hard to say that this type of show exists in the same way because, like, there are so many factors that you just can't account for solely because there are 8 toddlers
8 kids.
In the show. Yeah.
I never have seen an episode of John and K plus 8 ever. But I do remember the, like, phenomenon about it because my mom, you know how moms are. They'll sit, watch the news, and then E.T. Entertainment Tonight or Access Hollywood will come on after the news. And so, like, they would talk about John and K plus 8 on E.T. all the time. Like, on those, like, Hollywood shows all the time. And I don't know. I don't even remember what TLC was like back then. Because I only got into TLC, like, for 90 Day Fiancé. But it looked old.
It does look old, right?
I was like, oh my God, have we aged 30 years?
Seriously.
Like in the clip. Yeah.
It looks like a bygone era reality
TV. Yeah, it looks so far gone.
It's pretty wild. this clip. There are a lot of crazy clips. We chose not to use a clip that showed John versus Kate blow up.
Okay.
Because that's what they're known for now.
Okay. Okay. Because okay. You'll keep going. Because I felt energy off shorty. Keep going.
But yes, because the energy is, you felt it because it's there. You felt it because it's there. But this energy is directed to the kids when they got gum stuck on all their clothes from the auntie. Let's take a listen to the clip.
And then after that is when we noticed the gum. Who would give you gum? Oh, Aunt Jody just doesn't know the power of 6 3-year-olds.
First, I saw it on Joel's sock, so I took his sock off and threw it away. And then, as I started looking, it was all over the kids' clothes, like little pieces of it.
Goodness, who else has gum on them? Colin, if your bear has gum on and it's going in the trash, I'm not getting it out. That's ridiculous. Carol.
And I'm telling you what, I just get so upset about things on clothing because it spends, I don't think people realize how many hours a week I spend on stain removal.
Honestly, I don't understand. No more gum at Aunt Jody's. Do you understand me? Put the letter back on the fridge. That is just plain ludicrous. Now I get, besides packing, besides going away, now I get to get gum out of a bear. Honestly, I don't know what people are thinking. I love Jody, but I don't know what would possess her to give 6 3-year-olds gum when they're in her care.
Shh. Peanut butter?
Yeah, organic peanut butter, no less.
I'm too practical of a person to say, oh, who cares, you know, throw that stuff away. I mean, that would be like 6 outfits I'd be throwing away. I would never do it. So my alternative is to stand in there scrubbing. So that's why I get so upset. And gum isn't one that's really easy either.
I'm throwing this bear away. I'm not dealing with it. I don't teach him to get gum and stuff. Your bear's going in the trash. No. Say goodbye to it. Yep. Kiss him goodbye. Because he can't go through the dryer anymore.
No.
Sorry.
The bears play together every morning.
It's too bad. John. Maddie, go get me the phone. I just... Too bad. He can't go through my dryer without ruining all the other clothes. Hello. Do me a favor. No more gum for them.
Oh, my gosh. First of all, I feel sorry for Jody.
I do. Who is Jody, like a babysitter or?
Jody is the sister-in-law.
Or it could be like Kate's brother's wife or something like that. Right?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
But either way, like, yeah, it's not her blood sister. I would not want to be the catalyst for anything that took place in this clip.
No. So like the first thing is, let me I want to get this out of the way. Because I feel like we might shit on Kate a little bit right now.
I have intentions of doing a lot of shitting, actually. Gonna clean my colon out.
Yeah, we gonna have a colonoscopy real quick. But I will say this. If I, at 34 years old with no kids, looked down and I had gum on my own clothes, I'd be mad. So I'm not, I understand, getting upset that gum is on the clothing. I
not
get it, but not that fucking mad, especially with children, the kids.
They're kids.
What do you expect?
Also, like, it's not a big deal. Wash the fucking clothes. Wash the fucking clothes. She brings out organic peanut butter to put on the fucking t-shirt to get the gum off. You're a dickhead. And you're in the kitchen sassing your 3-year-old.
Oh my gosh. First of all.
We should just talk about what happens first.
So what happens is, one of the kids, I think this specific kid, I don't know which one it is. I'm not even going to pretend like
it is. Yeah, there's a little boy.
There's a little boy because they all look alike.
They look exactly the same.
They all look exactly alike.
And
so
that's not racist. It's just how they're sex tuplets.
They're sex tuplets.
A couple of them are going to look similar, right?
Yeah, they look. Yeah. I think they are identical sex tuplets for the most part.
Oh, they are? Aren't there girls?
They're girls too, but the girls look just like them. There are two older girls who are twins.
Oh, that's who I was seeing.
So okay, she had two twins. Those are the older girls. And she has sextuplets. Just six kids.
So, okay. I'm about to say something controversial.
Please do.
Women, feminists,
pro-lifers. Get the fuck out of our DMs.
Don't come in here.
Like, get out.
But, so I saw how furious Kate was about gum everywhere. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was like, if she's clear, and she even says in the clip that she's like high strung.
Yeah.
So I was like, if she's so high strung, why does she have 8 kids? That was the first thing I asked. So then I Googled. I Googled. This is why I am dismissing any pro-lifers or pro-choicers. I Googled. What happened was that she and John were taking fertility drugs, and I guess it overproduced too many eggs, matured, and thus became fertile. So when John skeeted in her, everything took.
Right? Every skeet took to an
every
egg.
Every skeet took. Every skeet. Right? So I'm like, okay. And then I read some more. And it was like, John and Kate were unwilling to reduce the pregnancy. I was like, oh, well, then fuck you. Like, maybe they have, like, a religious thing, but I'm not somebody who gives... I don't respect religion enough for that to be something that I that I would take in and be like, oh, okay, makes sense that you're gonna be a passive aggressive mean ass mom to your kids for 18 years. I still do have sympathy. 8 kids is a fucking lot.
8 kids is a lot of kids.
John looks, based on the short, like, he looked dumbfounded when she was talking in the confession. I was like, oh, he's not a bright guy.
Which is John's role until they divorced.
So why are they together? Like, what about these two people? Oh, okay.
They're not anymore.
True. But, like, what? Like, I didn't get a lot of clips of John, but I do remember thinking John was stupid seeing stuff in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I've never watched a full episode, so I don't know his, like, character or whatever, but he looks always just, like, blank in the face, like, mouth open, kind of dumb. And Kate is so high-strung and talking to da-da, and I don't know if the kids made her that way, because I'm looking at these two people, and I'm like, how on earth did you decide to come together and make, not two, but 8 children?
8.
I couldn't believe it. And so do you remember, like, in the early seasons, did they like each other?
So in the early seasons, they seemed to like each other. Like, you could see their relationship deteriorate within those first 3 to 4 seasons.
Okay.
I think this specific clips come from season 3 toward the end of the season, episode 23. And then there was one other season after this. And within, they announced their separation on air. So they became
that's wow.
They became so that's a lot of the controversy of the show is.
Oh wait, wasn't there a spinoff? With
there was
one
a spinoff. It became
themselves?
K+8. It became K+8.
Yes, I do remember that.
Yeah, and that lasted until 2017. So
wait,
these
what?
Motherfuckers, yes, these motherfuckers have been
wait,
on air.
Wait, that show went into Trump's presidency?
Yes, yes. None of us was watching it. It lasted to 2017, but this show lasted for like
that's more
almost
than a
10 seasons.
No, that's more than a decade, right? The show premiered in, like, what,
2007? Yeah, so...
That's a decade, yeah. Wow, and they would have been shooting in 2006 if it premiered in 2007, right?
Yeah, yeah. So this show premiered in 2007, and it went all the way to 2017 with not much break. not much break. There was not really a break in, like, filming when they got divorced and anything like that.
I mean, when you got eight kids, you need that money.
You need to mount you. Well, see, that's the thing. The first season, they were in a smaller house, and then that season blew up, and TLC, to my knowledge, bought them a bigger house that could accommodate recording.
Yeah.
They had, like, light
fixtures.
They
probably were paying them peanuts for the first season. That's probably why they invested in that house.
You know they were. You know they were. But you can see their relationship deteriorate. I mean, that was half the series was watching them argue all the time. And watching Kate blow up at him all the time. That was one clip that I was going to choose was a Kate blow up at John because he was playing with toys at Toys R Us with the kids.
Oh, and my God.
And she just wanted to leave the store.
I'm not a violent person, but if I'm trying to corral eight kids, my nigga, you can't play with the toys.
he was playing with the toys with the kids.
I would choke him. I don't
care.
And
she was yelling at the store.
Get the fuck out, bro.
Let's go, bro. I get you. I'm with you.
The thing, like, I did have sympathy. It was really jarring, though, to see this woman in, like, a white collared shirt, an aggressively preppy sweater, black sweater on top of it, and jeans and boots. And I'm like, you are in your house with your dirty eight kids. Why are you so buttoned up?
Well, you know who Kate Gosselin, like, besides being Kate Gosselin, you know what she spawned? She spawned two things that are very popular in today's lexicon.
Okay.
She is the original Karen. And she is, honestly, like, that when people, like, it's on her Wikipedia page that, like, she is known as, like, when people think of Karen, her face is the face that pops up. And she has the original Can I Talk to Your Manager haircut, which is also on her Wikipedia page.
Oh, my God.
So, like, that is Kate Gosselin in a nutshell.
That's crazy. So what we see is, in the clip, it's like, there's one boy who's sitting on the floor and he's trying to pick gum off of his sock. Mm-hmm. For a 3-year-old, I thought that was pretty smart. Yeah, he's just trying to, you know.
Because he knows, like, this is not supposed to be on here.
Yeah, but I don't know. I thought he was being perfectly 3 years old and taking gum off of his sock. And then his mom goes, what is it? She starts freaking out. She didn't even ask him, she was on 10 off rip.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, babe. Is that gum on your sock? Maybe not even, hey, babe. Is that gum on your sock? She starts huffing and puffing.
Is that gum? Oh, no.
Who would give gum to 6 3-year-olds? I'm just like, I don't know.
Probably somebody who don't want to watch 6 3-year-olds.
Exactly. Why are you giving all 6 of your kids to any one fucking person?
Seriously. Seriously. They probably needed a fucking break. It was like, just go chew some damn gum.
Exactly. Can you imagine 6 voices in your ear? The only thing you could do is give them gum to shut them up.
Yeah, listen, which is what she did.
I would take 6 kids smacking gum in their lips. Mm-hmm. Making that noise, then having 6 screechy 3-year-olds needing stuff from me.
Yes.
Auntie Jody, Auntie Jody, Auntie Jody, and the 2 8-year-olds. Auntie Jody, Auntie Jody, Auntie Jody. I would lose my mind.
That's not babysitting. You're teaching daycare. You're teaching kindergarten.
Exactly. You should have a license. You should have a license to watch six kids.
Insane.
Crazy. So then it's like Kate is she's starting to find a trail, right? She's like looking around at each of the kids, which one has gum, and she's like huffing and puffing at all of them, and she's cussing out Jody the whole time too. Why would you? And who did this? Where'd you get gum? How'd you get gum? And I'm like, lady, relax. Then we
just
see
relax.
Her fetch. First of all, can I be honest? Maybe it's the quality of the clip, you know, because it was 2007. For some reason, TV in 2007 feels like TV in the 70s. It looks so bad.
Yeah, TV in the 70s actually looks better because it's film.
Right? Exactly.
This is bad digital TV.
This is bad digital. So, can I be honest with you? I didn't see any fucking gum.
I wrote that down and I was like, not only did Kate say there's gum everywhere.
Everywhere, and it was nowhere.
Kid, But I only saw two kids with two articles of clothing and not a speck of Wrigley. All I saw on the clothes was the peanut butter she was putting on the shirt.
Exactly! You are making
a
mess!
You making a mess! You making a mess!
First of all, you rich bitch, how much does organic peanut butter cost in 2007? And you putting it on a fucking t-shirt?
Yes! Like, I don't care how... Let me tell you something, Ray. You work in TV. I do stuff. I've been blessed to have a few bucks in my pocket. I don't care how much money I get. I ain't putting food on shit.
No!
I ain't putting food on shit. You better go bust that Tide open or you wearing shirts with stains.
I'm certainly not putting organic food on shit.
No!
Are you crazy? No.
That's what Whole Foods was
extra bucks. Yes!
Whole Foods cheaper now than it was in 2007.
Okay.
Shit.
We weren't in the LA health food craze back then.
No.
That was some fancy fucking peanut butter with your stiff sweater. Listen, man, I was just like, this is crazy. First of all, she just looks so out of place in her own home. It just doesn't make sense. Like, these kids are happy. They're joyful.
I know. And they're smart.
And they're smart. And she's in all black. And she's mean? I don't know. And I hate it because I don't want it to be like, oh, I'm picking on the woman. But John wasn't in this clip. But, like, I don't know. She was a dickhead. She was a fucking dickhead.
She was a dickhead. And let me tell you something. Like, it's amazing what you can see when a kid is faced with, like, maturity and responsibility. Because you know the older kid is 8, so you know she has more responsibility than a normal 8-year-old with six fucking, like,
siblings. Has to watch the youngest one, and then the second one has to watch the 7th one, and the third one watches the 6th, like the NBA playoffs or something.
Yeah, it's like a bracket. It's a bracket of who you watch. There is no reason that this 8-year-old in the clip with the 34-year-old mom should be the voice of fucking reason.
I know, right?
She was the voice of reason in this clip. She was like, well, I don't think it's his fault. He probably was just chewing the gum in his mouth and he talking his mouth open and it fell out. Like, and then, like, she has the bear and she's like, well, me, Colin, and so-and-so play with this bear every morning. Like, she's trying to, like...
And Kate wanted to, like, throw the bear away and, like, did it in front of the little boy. And I'm like, what the fuck are you torturing him for?
This is torture.
And also, it's a teddy bear. It can have gum on it. He's not going outside. Like, just pull it out and then patch off where the hair is. That's it. It's a fucking teddy bear.
Yeah.
My God.
The teddy bear is dirty anyway.
Anyway, you don't wash teddy bears regularly.
It's not every day. That teddy bear
has grubby kid paws.
Yes.
Like jelly from peanut butter jelly sandwiches.
Yes.
It has everything on it, Kate.
That teddy bear had coronavirus 07 on it. Like, that teddy bear is gross. That teddy bear is gross. And it looked like a hand puppet teddy bear, too,
right?
And he loved it. It was nasty. It was a nasty-ass teddy bear, but he loved it.
That's how it got nasty, because he loves it. When kids like things, it gets nasty. It gets dirty, you know?
Which leads me to what is probably... We've watched at this point 14 clips for our show. This is probably my biggest awe moment of every clip that we've watched, which we'll talk about as soon as we come back on the other side of the break. We'll be right back, everybody. And we back. We talking John and Kate Plus 8, season 3, episode 23, what they call... in the reality TV world, Gumgate. That is what this clip is called.
Is that really generally accepted?
Yeah, that's Gumgate? What people call this, Gumgate.
She reacted like it was a political scandal. I mean,
seriously,
my God.
It was like a scandal. But Kate finds gum on some things. She's wiping it off with peanut butter. She threatens at this point to throw Colin's bear away. Maddie, the 8-year-old, is trying to reason with her 34-year-old mom. I know. While she's saying, I'm going to throw it away, she ain't actually throwing it away. She's still scrubbing the motherfucker under the water. And then during all this, the damn kid, Colin, who's 3 years old, is boo-hoo-hooing and with all his heart says, but that teddy bear is my buddy. Man, if you don't give that kid his fucking bear back.
I know.
My damn heart, man.
He was like, I think that was when it really, really started to make me dislike her. Because before I was like trying to give her just the stress of 8 kids because I couldn't even handle a kitten, to be
honest
with you.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me give her country. But like, it's a thing for me. And I know that, you know, I've never been a mom and I don't know if I would be a patient mom. But it is like really important to me that parents don't respond to kids in anger, that like discipline is not emotional. Not that you shouldn't let your kids see you angry. Like, children should learn how to manage all sorts of emotions from their parents. But it, like, to me, it felt like she was directing anger at a 3-year-old as if he was supposed to know better. Instead of just being like, hey, next time Aunt Jody gives you gum, don't eat it.
Yes.
That's all she could have said.
That's all she had to say. And when Maddie was like, it's not his fault, it just like fell out.
Yeah, she was trying to protect him.
Nobody should give a 3-year-old gum. Like, you 8-year-old don't know that.
Yes. Like, what? And my thing is, that happens a lot with older daughters for stressed out moms. They grow up so fast and they have to take on a lot of responsibility and often have to neutralize the emotions of the parent.
Yeah.
And I just am like, you're so uncool, Kate.
Yeah. And like, honestly, so you didn't watch the show. And like, I will say this. The only reason I watched the show is because Jess was watching the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I watched it by proxy. And then you know how you, same way I jumped into General Hospital. When you start, you just kind of look and you like, I wonder what's going on. And you want to know what's next.
I love when men do this. Men always go, my girl was watching. It. You just pick up. No, nigga, you love it.
Listen, I watch more General Hospital than Jess now. I will proudly say I rock with GH. But Johnny K. Plus 8.
We nicknamed General Hospital.
I rock with GH, baby.
GH.
I rock with it. I'll proudly say it's mine now. It's not even hers no more. It's mine. But that's what happened. Like, same thing with this. Like, because we weren't living that together there at the time, so whenever she would come over, like, if she was watching TV, she would watch it and I would watch it, then I got into it, but then you fall out. Like, once I didn't even know they had went to 2017.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I did know all the drama because it was always in the news and shit like that.
Yeah, I do. They were in the news a lot.
They were in the news
a
lot. Wasn't
there like an era where if you accidentally had like 5 or more babies through IVF that you got a TV show? Wasn't there a woman who had 8 babies at one time?
The Octomom or some shit?
And she looked like Angelina. Yeah, Octomom. She looked like Angelina Jolie a little bit.
She did. She did. This was that era.
Oh my God.
Fucking era.
What were we doing? It's so,
I don't
like,
know.
What's so crazy about like reality TV, and I guess like what's exciting about visiting a clip like this one is like, I'm so used to the very produced shows we have now with the like Love and Hip Hops. I mean, the Vaseline lens on Love and Hip Hop is absurd. It's the Barbara Walters fuzziness, you know.
Yeah.
But there's nothing slick about that show.
And
it really does feel like documenting who we were as a society. Because I'm just like, why did we just thrust a camera in this stressed out lady's home?
Seriously. I actually want to talk to you about this. And I think that, I think you said way better what I was trying to say earlier, where this show feels just like it is a look into a lens of an era that we used to live in more than we get with reality TV. Because now, like, sometimes watching reality TV now doesn't feel like something that I live in. It was the same then. Like, I didn't feel like I lived in real world Las Vegas and shit like that. But watching this and the grittiness of it and just like the something about it just felt.
It feels real.
It felt real.
What I think also was like very unusual She looked like she either forgot the cameras were there because they are so comfortable, or she's kind of still living in a space where, especially since it was on TLC, that reality TV is a documentation of things as opposed to a show you produce. Yeah. So, like, it probably didn't even occur to her that she should appear less mean to her kids on camera. She was just being herself.
Yeah.
For which I must give her props.
Listen, there's one thing I'll say about Kate Gosling. Although she did, to some people, especially John, I'm not going to just say this as Kate, John and Kate, both fame-chased.
Did they?
Once the show popped off.
Really, like, took off?
And took off. And that was the controversy about the show was, is, you know, are these kids actually in a safe living environment? Because...
Really? It got that tense?
It got not so much tense because of their relationship, but tense because, like, it started to feel like we're pimping our kids out for the sake of television. When
like
this
what?
Is hard.
Like, would they set them up to do random things or what?
Not so much they would set them up to do random things, but like it's hard. You like
they were like the camera was always in their faces.
The camera was always in their faces, and we keep alluding to how hard it must be to not only have a kid but eight of them. Mm-hmm. So, like, all the struggles of parents who fight, kids growing up.
One of
the kids has special needs. All of that, and you put a camera in their face, and now the world can see it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, is this fucking them up type
thing?
You know,
like, one of the things I saw when I saw Maddie trying to talk her mom down was, like, I was like, there's Maddie, and you said his name was Colin?
Colin was the little boy.
It was Maddie... Maddie and Colin.
Who is the special needs kid? I don't mean to cut you off, but he's the kid who has special needs, yes.
Why is his mom yelling at him?
I don't know if they knew. I'm not going to say they knew
then. Before he had been diagnosed? Okay,
yes,
got it.
Yes, yes, yes.
So I saw her with them two, and I just was looking at him. I was looking at the boy because he was so sad, and Maddie just was like turning around, I guess trying to walk away from her mom. And I was like, but there are six more.
Yes, like, that's like, the thing.
Like in another room, there are six more. And there's six personalities, six dynamics. You know what I mean? Yep. Like I only have two siblings, and I know how complicated those relationships were growing up. They weren't bad at all, but it was just like you relate to different people differently.
Yeah.
And the way your parents treat you is different because you're a different person. So your parent can't treat you the way that they treat your brother because you require different things as you are a different person. So I'm sitting here trying to figure out how John and Kate can... Because these kids are all the same age, right? There's two chunks. How did they get to... I'm sure they had an easier time getting to know the personalities of the first two girls, yes?
Yeah.
But how am I supposed to figure out how I'm going to relate intimately to six kids the same age? That's, like, crazy. And then they have to figure each other out.
Yeah.
There's probably tag teams and duos and things like that.
Yeah. There were.
And it's like, do they bully each other? Like, there's enough of them for a dynamic to be created that one could be a bully and get away, you know? Like, I don't mean to sound like I'm down on big families. I'm not. I'm just taken aback at, like, all of the complications. And when you said, like, when you just pointed out, it clicked to me. Oh, the mother and the father are arguing and they're children.
Right.
Like, oh my God. And can you imagine you have the chaos of seven siblings and your mom and dad are cussing each other out all the time. And there's 80 people in your house at any given time because you need a crew and production.
Yeah.
That seems like a lot, lot. And they probably weren't getting paid a shit ton the first couple of seasons. I'm sure they probably renegotiated and parlayed it into something. But
The house that they live in, Kate just sold.
She just sold
it? Within the past 12 months.
So did TLC, like, buy them the house and gift it to them?
I think it was something like that. I think it was either something like...
Maybe the down payment or something?
They gave them the down payment, or with money from the show, they were able to find a house that they wanted, that TLC also said, yes, we can work in this.
Okay.
Because TLC did things like... They made it like a studio almost, like putting light fixtures on the ceiling instead of bringing in lights so the kids wouldn't trip on wires and stuff like that. And like having little cameras like around
GoPros and stuff
like that. Yeah.
Okay.
So they fitted it for that, but it was their actual home. That's crazy. You know, a TLC. They lived in that house for a long time. And now, just to give you a little backstory on where with this, and we'll wrap up talking about this clip, but it all connects. To give you a backstory where they are now, like, first of all, John and Kate don't talk. They have no communication anymore. They only speak through lawyers, apparently. So mom and dad don't talk.
Wait, time out.
It's going to get worse. So, like, it's going to get, what I'm going to tell you is going to get worse.
I have 8 children with you.
Yeah. We talking, motherfucker.
And we need an intermediary?
Yeah. They hate each
8
other.
8. Eight.
No, 8 lead to hate.
I sure did. It sure did. But, like, I've seen this. Rich people do this a lot on the reality shows I watch. Mm-hmm. Like Kelsey Grammer, for example. He divorced Camille Grammer on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and now they don't speak directly to each other. But they only had, I think, 2 kids. And even that, I was like, that's still fucked up. That's so fucked up. Yeah. Like, unless your partner's abusive, was Kate or John abusive to one another?
I think the abuse that they probably felt was verbal.
I mean, I'm not saying it's a downplay of abuse. No. But, seeing that clip, I could believe she was verbally abusive, because even just in the confessional, he didn't look like someone who felt empowered in his household. Maybe I would say.
And that was part of the problem. Not, I don't want to say part of the problem. That is what he said was part of the reason that he wanted to get out.
I would not. First of all, like, again, I'm not being a dickhead. I know I don't have children. Whatever. I'm not holding her anger against her necessarily, but it would not be something I would want in my life either.
Of course not.
And it's like, we have the chaos of the kids. I don't need chaos in the relationship, but I feel like kids lead to chaos, especially 8 of them.
And especially when you're trying to make a television show with them.
Yes, exactly. there's so much pressure. Yeah,
so much pressure.
It's fucked up to not talk to your co-parent. I don't care how bad it gets. If there's an emergency, one of our kids falls and breaks their arm or whatever, I gotta text my sister to text you.
It's fucked up. It gets worse than that.
Oh.
2 of the sextuplets live with John and have no contact with their mother.
No, stop.
Yes. Have no contact with their
Colin,
who's now 15. Both of them, and Hannah, who wasn't in this clip, which is part of the sextuplets. Both of them 15, and the 2 older ones, Maddie.
I am in shock.
Maddie and Kara, I may be pronouncing that wrong. It's been a long time since I've heard her name. Both moved away. They're in New York. Might run into them. They're in New York and college.
I bet Maddie hates her mom.
They don't want anything to do with them.
Do they want anything to do with their daddy?
I don't know. I've heard, like, you know, the relationship with some of them is better with their dad than some
of them. Of course,
it
makes sense to me.
But two of the sextuplets don't even see their own siblings.
So that's horrible to me.
It's terrible.
That's horrendous.
This show fucked them up.
That's worse than not co-parenting.
Yes.
What?
I told you it was going to get worse. I told you it's going to get worse than just not co-parenting.
No, this is not just worse. This is horrible.
It's horrible. It's fucking horrible.
I have a 16-year-old brother. I'm 16. I have a 16-year-old brother that I don't see.
Yeah.
Do they at least, like, sneak text each other on phones?
I don't know what the relationship is.
I would hope
live in 2 different cities. Like, Kate lives apparently in another state, or 2 different states. Kate lives in another state with the 6, or with the 4, because the 2 are in college. And John still lives in Pennsylvania, which is where this show all took place. It's wild.
I'm actually really bummed out by that, to be honest.
And Colin is the kid who's in this clip with the teddy bear.
Is the one living with John.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. Yep.
Damn.
Isn't that
this
wild?
This bummed me out, bro.
The John and Kate, that's what I'm saying. John and Kate plus 8 does not get, like, I don't want to say doesn't get the, not respect, but, like, the lore of this show isn't as, like, high as I thought it should be, because
I think it got a lot of talk.
It did when it was on, yeah.
But I don't think. think a lot of people like you and I who are going to like carry the genre into the future were watching, because I certainly wasn't. It just didn't appeal to me. Like, I didn't want to watch a mom, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a dickhead. Yeah. But like, I wasn't like interested in kids. You know, I'm not like, I don't like family dramas, a scripted family show. So I wasn't going to watch a fake one. But that really bums me out, actually.
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna say John did porn or something, where you said it gets worse. I was cheating maybe.
The family
an outside
is split.
Baby. John accidentally had a ninth one.
He accidentally had a ninth one with her sister.
Yeah, exactly. Something.
No, the whole family is split.
So your understanding is that the kids who live with Kate don't talk to the kids who live with John and vice versa?
I know they don't talk to the parents.
But I
would assume that the relationship between the kids, while they may speak in some, is probably not as strong as it should be because they don't live together.
And it's not like, oh, you know, we have different mothers or different fathers, so of course we're going to grow up in a different household. This is a fractured household.
This is the type of household Mrs. Doubtfire didn't tell us about at the end of that movie.
Yeah.
When she was talking about all the different types of families.
There's a Barney song. God forgive me. Barney was my shit.
I love Barney. Barney was my nigga.
But I used to pretend I didn't watch Barney because I got teased a little bit for it when I was in first grade, because my mom bought me Barney sneakers and I wanted them. So she bought me Barney sneakers and I wore them to school first grade. And they were like, ew, you got Barney on your shoes. And I was like, I don't even like Barney. My mom just bought me this. I don't know why. Anyway.
See, those kids figured out something real early. Make somebody else feel bad about the same shit you like so nobody look at you. We all was watching Barney when we were shorties. All us was watching Barney when we were shorties.
Exactly. So there's a song on Barney. I can't believe I still remember it. Where they try to, it's actually pretty progressive considering that it was like probably 96 when I saw this. But they were like talking about different kinds of families. And it's like, a family is people. A family is love. That's a family. They come in all different sizes and different kinds. But mine's just right for me. And they
did this
choreography.
Yeah. I fucking love Barney.
But anyway, that's what I just thought. I don't know. We could probably cut that out. But
no, I mean, shit, we got to keep Barney in. Ain't too many podcasts talking about Barney no more.
Also, I'm not even high. That's embarrassing that I just did that. Oh, God.
I fucking loved it. I loved it. All right. So I first of all, there's a couple things that I want to pick your brain about. First of all, if 3 is too young to chew gum, what age is the age that we can chew gum? Like, is there, like, I don't, and I'm not a parent, so I mean, you might not know this as a parent.
I think there is an age where you can't chew gum.
Because
you can't trust that the kid won't swallow it. And I feel like 3 might be it. Choke on it.
Right.
And 3, I don't know if 3's the cutoff, but 3, in my head, I was thinking 3's a little young for gum, but everybody was treating it more casual. That was the more casual part that Kate was, like, not addressing.
It wasn't the safety of the gum. It was the mess of it.
Yeah, it was the dirt. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, that's not me, like, trying to shit on him. I genuinely wondered, like, what is the age where we're supposed to be able to chew gum? Also, you know,
look, to be on the safe side, the recommended age for allowing a child to chew gum is 4. So she was being negligent. Jody was being negligent.
Let's just mention to Jody. Like, while we both was like, I'd probably do the same thing. You know, like, I'm not saying Jody is scot-free in this.
I probably would not. I was kidding. I don't think I would. If I had time to sit and think, I would not hand a pack of Winter Fresh to 6 toddlers, you know?
Yeah. But she probably didn't know the internet was still, you know, we weren't on the internet. We didn't have smartphones then. She would have had to get up, go to the computer, fire it up, dial-up.
Also, the little piece of gum that I did see, it looked yellow. So maybe it was like kids.
Or some bubble gum.
Like a kid's bubble gum.
Yeah, yeah. I genuinely wonder what you think about this, because knowing what we know now about how the family is fractured, knowing what we know about how Kate Gosselin and John is not scot-free in the whole fame.
No,
whoring.
He
actually had more fame whoring in the 2010s.
Did he cheat or something?
I don't know if he cheated, but, you know, there's, John, remember he was wearing the Ed Hardy shirts and shit? Like, he became known as just, the gross dad.
Oh, yes. He was in the news a lot. Yeah. There was something skeevy, right? Did he cheat?
Yes. I don't know. Maybe he cheated on... I don't know if he didn't cheat on Kate. He ain't had no time to cheat on Kate. But maybe, when... Maybe
oh,
when,
she
like...
Belie- oh, I just Googled.
Okay.
He was on Dr. Oz. What?
That makes sense.
He was on Dr. Oz, and he insists that he never had an affair, even though she was going on speaking tours, apparently telling everybody he cheated on her.
I tend to believe him because
you don't think he would got. You don't think he got famous? Okay, look, I'm stereotyping men right now. Okay,
please do.
So many men, once their wives have children, become disillusioned because they're not the center of their wives' world anymore.
Okay.
And they had eight.
He wasn't even in the solar system no more.
Yes, exactly. There's no more.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're in another galaxy, bro.
Yeah. And then you said he was fame whoring. A guy who's checked out of his marriage and is exhausted by eight kids, suddenly famous and well off. Mm-hmm. I feel like he probably put something in something.
Well, see, what I remember is his fame whoring days came after the show was canceled.
Was he canceled? Did TLC fire him or did they pick Kate in the divorce?
I think it was more they picked Kate in the divorce.
Okay.
Because Kate won the house.
Oh, okay.
Kate won the house and Kate won sole custody of the kids.
Oh, she got sole custody?
Originally, she got sole custody of the kids.
What was John up to that she got all the custody?
I don't know.
Maybe
he was chasing ass. He was probably chasing that booty and fucked
he
up.
He probably was out there, never home, putting his dick in some.
Yeah. Fucking John. But I will say, or I will ask you this, knowing what we know now, is a show like this a mistake, right? Because I hate thinking of any reality show as a mistake, because I don't think of any reality show as a mistake, because it's entertainment. Mm-hmm. It's entertainment. There's an audience out there for somebody, right? Now, there are certain individuals in the reality world who make mistakes while on television, and the society around reality TV can sometimes lead to that, MTV pumping people with alcohol and shit like that. But it being a mistake, I don't buy that. I think this show is a mistake. I think a show this is a mistake because, not because there is an audience for it, but because these kids truly, truly had no agency on their lives being front and center.
Mm-hmm.
And not just their lives being front and center, but the drama of their lives.
Yeah.
And the fracturing of their family. And they had no agency in that. They had no agency in that. And what started off as a documentary style show, which this show did start off as, turned into John versus Kate with eight. Not John and Kate plus eight. You know what I'm saying? And... you know, I can't imagine. I guess the main question I'm thinking is, do you think a show if this family specifically, and this is hard, this is hypothetical, I know this, if this family didn't partake in this show, do you think the family would be fractured in the way that it is? Because big families exist. we black. We know a lot of big ass families.
Like, you know, both of my parents are the product of polygamous marriages.
Big families exist, and families fracture because of how big they are. But big happy households exist. So, you know, I don't know. Do you think a show like this, the being on Fame and all that shit, do you think it was a mistake? Do you think it led to the fracturing?
So, like, I'm of two minds, right? Because it's like, on the one hand, I cannot begin to fathom what it would be like to try and support 8 kids without the additional income from the show.
Yeah.
Right? And so, like, in that regard, I think it's not good, but, like, it was beneficial in some way, right? We got a bigger house, you know, all that. Kate seems so high strung. Like, it wasn't a performance. If she seemed so high strung that I think she would have been tense like that regardless of whether the cameras are around. I'm sure the fame and the pressure of, you know, dealing with the general public as, like, a public figure now exacerbated things. But I feel like her attitude was going to suck anyway. She's very high strung. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
It's hard to answer. Yeah, it is really hard to answer. And because I don't, which is why I wanted to pick your brain and see what you thought. Like,
I'm sure, like, did the kids get paid? Did their moms, did TLC set up a trust for them? I know that there's child labor laws in entertainment.
That the show in itself got sued, so to say, because, like, originally they weren't following work child labor laws. They were following the laws of it being a reality show, but, like, those first few seasons, the children weren't looked at as workers.
Oh, wow.
But then something went to court, some legal proceedings went to court, because while, you know, nothing was planned and everything was spontaneous with the recordings, the kids were doing things like,
on the next episode of Janet
K+8.
Oh,
that's
eight.
Fucked up.
And
that's,
like,
fucked up.
Merchandising,
yeah.
and their merchandise had their facing on it.
Yeah,
and
that's
so
fucked up.
Pennsylvania was like, these motherfuckers are working.
Yeah, they're
like,
working.
They're working. Yeah.
Just because I'm, like, when I was working on Rel, there were kids as part, like, Rel had kids on the show.
I've worked with kids. Yeah.
So there was, like, the trailer for school. They could only work a certain amount of hours. They had to put, like, set a trust aside.
Yeah.
I think I saw those kids, like, 2 hours on shooting day. Like, they weren't allowed to be around for a long time. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine, like, a camera crew in those kids' house all day. Like, how long do you think a shooting day would last for them? Probably like 12 hours, right?
So, yeah, apparently I was looking and doing research on just production for those first few seasons when it was John and Kate. They only recorded 3 episodes out of the week. And they recorded...
That's not,
like,
only 3
well, yes,
days?
That's a lot. That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Like, sometimes I think, and maybe this is my own brain, but sometimes I think, like, when I think of reality shows in your house, I'm thinking they're there 7 days a week. And, like, that's a disconnect between my brain and TV.
I don't think I've ever even thought about that. I was mostly just being like, I can't imagine being a little kid and there's, like, 20 additional adults in the house on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, you know?
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Because
then what happens on Tuesday? Like, that adjustment seems strange.
Adjustment seems strange. And then you also growing up with that, because this show started when those 6-year-olds were, like, under 1.
Mm-hmm.
And the 8-year-olds, in this clip, they're 6 and 8. So, and those 8-year-olds were 6, you know? So, like, they grew up with this. So they come to expect it. It's a part of their life. You know what I'm saying?
So that was another thing I forgot to mention when you were asking about whether or not the show is good, right? Like, I was trying to think of it in comparison to the Kardashians and Kylie and Kendall growing up on camera, right? And I, not that it's like a competition or whatever, I think the Kardashian thing is probably worse, right? Because there's something to be said about a medical miracle happening, and we want to document how this very odd occurrence has affected these people's lives. Yeah. I think that you can make a sort of altruistic, earnest case for why this should be showcased. Like, these people are living a freak show life, not in the negative way, just like different. Yeah. And they might be pressed for money. Like, I could make a case for why it's okay. And TLC at the time didn't do the trash TV that they do now, you know?
Right.
Like,
right.
It might have been a more good faith situation, whereas like with the Kardashians, it was just like the mom wanted to be as famous as her first daughters and brought the other little girls along.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that's such a good point, because like, and I do think like the Kate story first popped up on NBC News before,
right.
and then TLC came in, and those
yeah,
first couple seasons
exactly.
were.
Documentary
style. Yeah,
I was wondering, like, how did they hear about them? Was it, like, you know, a story took off or whatever?
Yeah, it was basically a story that took off. And you know, we can get into it, but it was, I do think, a little bit more good faith in those first few seasons. And then I think once the parents got a taste of,
the fame and the money
and the stuff that could come with it. And listen, like I like money. I know we're supposed to be living in this progressive world
where I like fucking money.
You know, we make a certain amount. We're supposed to give it away, but
yeah,
I like money.
Fuck that. One of my friends, she's perfectly progressive. She's mm-hmm. like, she's with it on every social issue.
Yeah.
And then she was like, no, I'm a capitalist. She was talking about negotiating a deal or something. She was like, no, I want to be a billionaire, bitch. I'm
yeah.
a capitalist.
Shit, I want money, goddammit. I grew up poor. I want
yes.
money, motherfucker.
So, yes, exactly. That was her thing. Her thing was like, no, take the wealth from the people who've had it generationally.
Yeah.
Whatever I have, I would have earned on my own. I'm
mm-hmm.
keeping it. I was like, good, good for you.
I'm keeping all that shit.
I'm a progressive capitalist as well.
So, you know, Kate, she was a nurse before all this shit took off. You know, like, I'm not blaming her.
She does not give nurse energy.
Yeah, because she don't seem like she got good bedside manner.
No.
Yeah.
But again,
all.
Eight kids will stress you out.
Eight kids can do that to you. Fame equals money, which equals mm-hmm. comfortable life. You got eight mm-hmm. kids, you're looking at 8 mouths to feed. Give me a comfortable life.
And
I'm not blaming her for wanting the shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
and,
not blaming
and,
her for wanting it.
And if they live in a state like Pennsylvania or wherever Kate is now, and it's not New York or LA, the money that TLC gave them probably would go a longer way, too. Like,
yeah.
I would take it. I think I would
yeah.
take it. I also
Absolutely.
Would not have eight kids, though. But, like,
yeah.
if I found myself in that situation, I would take the money too. I would do the show, but I think I would want to be more cognizant of how I came across on camera. I would not be caught
Ooh.
Yelling at a 3-year-old who got gum yeah. on his fucking teddy bear. I mean, my God.
And telling him I'm going to throw it away while he's crying.
I'm going to throw it away and
breaking America's heart.
Yes. And then he's like, that's my buddy.
Yeah, like, come on, man. I can see if the kid was like, give me my bear. But this bear
yeah.
was like, but it's my buddy. Like,
oh, my God.
Oh, here, baby, you can have it. I'm sorry. I'm
yeah.
sorry. You can here's the bear and a stick of gum.
Right. Exactly. Here's
yeah.
another. I'm just wondering, like, I don't know. Again, I don't know anything about her, and her life must have been very exhausting. But, like, what's the point of having kids if there's no joy in raising them?
There's no joy. And there doesn't seem like there's any joy. She's written books. She also did a dating show a couple years ago.
Did she?
Like, she's doing.
Does she still have the Karen haircut?
No, she grew it out because people started talking about it. she became cognizant of the fact that, oh, I'm associated with.
Racism?
Being white
and
racist.
And aggressive whiteness.
Yes, aggressive whiteness. Ooh, maybe I'll grow my hair out
yeah.
past my shoulders. And I'll straighten
okay.
it out. Yeah.
And
yeah.
also one last thing, not to shame her looks-wise or whatever. She don't look nobody's 34.
Mm.
That woman was tired. And John looks very young.
John looks really young. He don't
he
look young
like
no more.
He looks like a baby.
But in,
oh, he doesn't
like
look...
Those, no, John...
First, he aged
like,
poorly.
He aged a little. He looks like a gross dad.
okay, got it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like a creep. He looks skeevy. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, like she looked aged up. She, I mean, not to like say that being older woman is fucked up, but she looked like her life had been dealing with more than 34 years.
Yeah. And honestly, I keep saying 34. This clip specifically was early 2008, which means, and she was born in 75, which means, yeah, this was 33? About 33, 34. Yeah. So that's how old she was in this. 33. She's our age. Can you imagine having eight kids at our age?
No. Can you imagine? I also can't imagine fucking a dude like John. So there's that, right?
Your sperm ain't going to be getting all my eggs.
No, they're not connecting. Okay, my nigga. No way.
Oh,
he looks
stupid.
He looks dumb. Doesn't he look stupid?
He has that reputation now, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. Or fortunately, it's his fault. They make their own decisions. They're adults. We're going to make our decision on who we're putting on the cast on the other side of this break. We'll be right back. Cast. Yep. We here. We back. Turn the radios back up. Turn your pods back up.
Who knew that a John and Kate fucking clip is going to have us talking for an hour?
I know, right?
This
show
is wild. I did not expect
that. The show is wild because it's so much. It's just crazy. It's crazy. Eight kids is crazy. First of all, before we jump into the decision, we have a cast so far that comprises of, just in case you forgot, New York, Tiffany Pollard from Flavor of Love, Johnny Bananas from The Challenge, Aviva Drescher from Real Housewives of New York, Shangela from RuPaul's Drag Race, Snooki and Vinny from Jersey Shore, Miss Tyra Banks from America's Next Top Model, Dan Gieslane from Big Brother, and Trishelle Canatella from Real World Las Vegas and MTV fame. Oh, man. All right, I watched this show, so I came into this clip with preconceived notions of just who Kate is. Mm-hmm. So I would love to hear what you think about, because she's the only person.
Right.
She's the only person
I'm
in this clip.
Putting a sad 3-year-old.
Yeah, she's the only person. So what you think about Kate? What you think about
Kate? I know we haven't had put anyone on in a while, but I think I'm on your train. Because it's like the only thing we would be getting out of her is warranted, because she's tired, aggression. Right? And there's you, even somebody who watched it, you haven't shown me or told me about a redeeming quality of hers.
I can't think of one, but she maybe got some. Yeah,
she's a nurse.
Maybe she saved a life. Maybe she saved a life.
You know, it is impressive to give birth to 8 people. That is
her kid.
But her kids are in college.
About,
her kids are in college. She raised some of them apparently well. But I don't know. I haven't seen a redeeming quality. And you know, even if she was like chaotic and fun to watch. Mm-hmm. Her chaos, I didn't see that here. I saw anger at children, and I reject that.
Yeah. I don't like Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like Kate when I was watching the show. And I went through a phase where I was just like, is this unfair? Because she is a mom. Like you said, like we've said multiple times, she's a mom of 8, right? John is also terrible. And John has become more terrible. I think there was a lot of sympathy for John when this show was on.
Okay.
And he spent that goodwill. he spent that fucking goodwill. So that sympathy is gone. But there was a lot of sympathy for John when this show was on.
I mean, I had it. I saw him looking in the confessional. He looked like a beat down ass man. And I'm not somebody who's like super into gender roles or like you emasculated him. But he did look worn out. He looked henpecked. God forgive me for using such a sexist term, but he did look henpecked.
I've never heard that in my life.
Oh, when a hen is pecking you with their beak.
Okay.
Henpecked.
That's very interesting. Okay.
I don't know if they do this to roosters or if that's just something a really mean man called us. But
I'm pretty sure it's probably both, unfortunately. It probably happens to roosters and a really mean man.
They do peck the roosters.
Interesting.
Oh, no, actually, roosters peck hens.
Oh.
Wait!
Damn.
So why are we calling? That's fucked up. That's fucked up. Fuck that. If the roosters are the abusers, why are we called the abusers?
See? Damn. Damn.
Damn. You see the patriarchy? You see the patriarchy do it?
That's how it goes.
Go ahead.
God damn it. The only thing, and I don't know if this is a redeeming quality, but the only thing that was giving me pause as I'm thinking, like, does Kate Gosselin belong on the cast? I will say this about her.
Mm-hmm.
You never watched the show, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you know who Kate Gosselin is.
That's true.
And Kate Gosselin is a known name.
Mm-hmm.
Is a known name to people who even don't watch reality TV. And a big part of that is when I'm thinking of, like, and I'm still on the fence, but when I'm thinking of, like, placing history in reality
TV. Sure.
Kate Gosselin did give us, like we mentioned earlier, the term Karen and the can I speak to your manager haircut. Like, she is known as the poster child for those two things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So her place in history, as far as reality TV, is there. I think is there. Her place, if I think she... I just don't like her. I just don't like her. So I don't know.
I don't think she'd be much fun to watch, right? Like, can you imagine...
She's not fun to watch.
Like, she... Imagine Snooki trying to, like, play a prank on her and how she would respond, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like fun.
She would give... She would... It could be funny. It could be funny to see.
Do you trust her to make a good moment? Or did all the big moments on the show happen because she freaked out?
I think a lot of big moments happened because she freaked out. But I think it could be funny to see a moment between New York, Tiffany New York Pollard and Kate Gosselin's Republican white woman energy.
That is a moment that
could be very fun to watch.
And
because Kate Gosselin's energy, while we talked about this show feels like from a bygone era, is still very much alive.
Oh yeah.
and
she could
TV
also be
today.
If she were rich, she could be on Real Housewives of Orange County, no problem.
Oh my God, she could. Yeah, she maybe wants to be. she wants to be, I'm sure. I don't know. You know what?
Why not? We could take her off later if we want to.
We can. I say fuck it. Let's do it. Let's give and I feel like this list is gonna change. We got 5 more shows to add people on. So some of these people are about to come off this list. She could be on there.
I mean, like, she's not as, like, front of the mind in terms of reality TV as, like, somebody like Vinny, who is similarly not as dynamic as the other people on this cast, or Dan. Mm-hmm. But Dan is groundbreaking.
Okay.
Vinny is sort of groundbreaking, although the groundbreaking part of Jersey Shore was more Snooki situation forward.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, Kate is not any worse than Vinny, right? Vinny is a more likable person, though, by far. He's quite a delight, actually.
I will say this. And you just brought up something to me, or you just made me think of something. If I was to ask Jess and her suburban, you know, family and, like, their suburban, they would probably know who Jersey Shore is, what Jersey Shore is as a show, might even know Snooki. Mm-hmm. They would all know Kate Gosselin.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
They would all know Kate Gosselin. Like,
she has
a suburban Bible belt.
Yeah, is this kind of the thing what we were talking about with, like, on The Bachelor, where it's like there's, like, a conservative middle America that we don't have necessarily access to that loves this? Okay.
Because, like, you know, the other show, what's that other show? You brought up Octomom, but it's a Christian family that has a lot of
the Duggars.
Kids.
The
Duggars. They're terrible. But, like, there is a section of America that loves that shit.
I'm actually low-key secretly part of that section of America. There's a show on TLC right now called Welcome to Plathville, and it's just a bunch of creepy looking but weirdly gorgeous super blonde kids who are raised on a farm that their parents have sort of turned into an insular world. They're these like fundamentalist Christians basically that like live on a farm like in their own world. And it's creepy. There's like 8 kids and I fucking love it cuz the kids are rebelling against the parents. The older kids are like, "Mom, you ruined us." And the oldest son, the oldest son has a fiance who's the rebellious one. She's like the prostitution whore who's sneaking him away from his family, you know? I like that shit. So if there's that element that Kate brings, then I'm with it, you know.
Okay. Well, fuck it. Hey, Gosling. Offer is out. Welcome to the goddamn cast. Kate Gosling, don't bring John. Don't bring none of them kids.
Don't bring that doofy nigga.
None of them kids either. Maybe Maddie. I like Maddie. I don't know anything about her.
I want to know what she's like as an adult.
I'm
curious because I don't want to keep sounding like moms are terrible or like sexist.
I don't think you're sounding like that at all. This is an extreme case.
Yeah. It's just like that dynamic was stressful for me a little bit.
Yeah.
So I want to see how she's managed. I want to see what she's like.
And listen, I can imagine any 18-year-old wants to get out of the house.
Of course.
I did.
She probably wants her privacy now, too.
She wants her privacy and shit now, too. But I feel like Maddie and her twin sister, Kara, could not get out of the house any fucking quicker.
Were they with the mom or the dad?
They were with the mom all the way until they left. But they also have been gone for 2 years, which is how long Colin and Hannah have been with John. So right around when they went to college, everything kind of fractured. That's when John and Kate stopped talking to each other without a lawyer, is right around when they went to college. So.
Oh, that's awful.
Yeah.
It's like your life is changing and you don't have a thing to go back home to that's stable.
I feel sorry for those six kids, too.
I'm not necessarily at home at college, and then I don't have a home to go back to on breaks. And then COVID? What happened with COVID?
Oh, my gosh. I know. I feel sorry for those sextuplets. Mm-hmm. You lost your 2 big sisters, and you lost 2 of your 4 of your 6.
Because you're in a COVID bubble. Yeah, and then because you're in a COVID bubble, you can't really play outside. Does John seem like the type who social distance? I don't know.
Nah, John was probably at a couple rides. John probably was at the Capitol.
Maybe that's how they could get back together. Him and Kate, they ran into each other at the
they
Capitol.
They ran into each other at the Capitol. Well, there it is, everybody. Kate Gosling. Let us know what you think. Let us know about Johnny K+8. Talk to us. I know there are some people who love this show. There are some people who probably never watched the show, but just the prospect of having 8 kids sounds awful. And if you have 8 kids, God bless you. God bless you to all eternity in heaven. Couldn't be me. If I, by the 4th kid, I'll be like, so we giving these motherfuckers up for adoption, right? And y'all think I'm joking. But there it is. Oh, we got some dope episodes planned for y'all. We got something that I'm really excited coming in the pipeline that I think we're going to fucking love. So I'm excited for you guys to listen to what is the last third of season 1 of the cast as we narrow it down to 12. You can find me at Jackie's Neil on every piece of social media. Where we got you at, Ray?
I'm at Ray Sani on Twitter, and I'm Rawfizzle87 on Instagram. Although if I get high enough and get self-conscious about my tweets, I might deactivate. So if that happens, I apologize. Yeah.
That's, you know what? You back in New York, you got dicks to sit on. Fuck a tweet. Fuck a tweet. Live your life. Live your life back in the city, back at home. I just got back from home myself for a few weeks, and it was rejuvenating. So I'm happy for you. I'm happy you're going back to the Brook. I'm happy you guys fuck with us because we fucks with you.
Thanks for listening.
Absolutely. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Creation is the basis of life. It is art. It is planned. And it is spontaneous. All in all, creation is magic. Nothing in existence has come about without creation of some sort. Photosynthesis creates plants. Carpenters create chairs. Chefs create food. Ford creates cars. James Cameron creates Avatar. And life creates life. But life, like a movie, sometimes we don't need a sequel or a trilogy or a franchise. Sometimes we don't even need the first movie. So if you create a life, remember that, like Avatar, sometimes one is enough. These are my thoughts, everyone. Just what I was feeling at the time.
Next time on The Cast, Ray tours chicken coops all across America to discover if roosters are really henpecked. Jacquees films a documentary about Kate and the origin of the Karen. And Ray and Jacquees take their Barney musical show on the road.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.